This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do have Dr. Ntuli, long time no see. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Good. I see, Gutena, you have a guest for us and from IEC. Why? What is the purpose of them being here?
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yes.
We have invited IEC to on campus to sensitize and conscientize our students about registration that will be taking place this weekend, that is the 18th and 19th of November 2023.
Yes.
So that they participate in the national elections that will take place in 2024.
Mm.
And based on the analysis and history of the country, it has been articulated in a number of events or occasions that there's an issue of youth apathy.
Yeah.
And students are part of the youth of the Republic of South Africa. And it is important that they participate in activities that are taking place in the society. I'm reminded about one of two scholars, Ntuli and Tefera.
Yes, yes.
They wrote about universities being microcosms of a wider society. That what happens in universities is a manifestation of what happened in the society.
Mm.
And these authors also indicate that universities borrow students from the society. They admit students to study at universities, and students become transient members of the university. They become temporal members of this university.
Yes, yes.
When they join universities, they are molded, they are shaped, they are sculptured, their leadership talent is nurtured, and then they are transformed and taken back to the society, because that's where they belong.
Yeah.
And we believe that when they go back to the society, they must go back holistically developed.
Yeah.
And they must go back as leaders who are influential in their society, leaders who understand the needs and challenges of the society, so that they are able to bring about relevant interventions to address those issues.
Yes.
So them being members of the community, of the society, it is important that they participate in the activities of the society. And that's what we conceptualize as democratic citizenship.
Yes, yes.
They must be responsible citizens, and they must contribute to shaping the future of this country. They are future leaders.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, the old guards will retire, and the young people must be ready to take the baton, and move forward and take the country to greater heights. And our students are not only prepared for just the immediate society,
yes,
but we're preparing them for the global society so that they are able to compete effectively at a global level.
Yes.
I thank you.
Thank you so much. There is Dr. Ntuli from Student Development right here in Ngaphakathi MUT. Usiphathele ama guests from the IEC. Right. There are guests that are joining me namhlanje from UIEC ezobe sikhuluma nabo. Sino Miss Uphumla Wakanzama, sino Mr. Lungelo Mhlongo. Ayi unjomani madoda sizwala khona ke laphayana kwaMhlongo. Sino Miss Noluthando Sikobi. I think ngilibiza kahle igama lakhe. I'm not butchering. Right here on MUT Radio Shape and On the Future with Hlanganani Midday Show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Right, this is the radio. Okay?
Yes.
The radio is the theater of mind.
Yes.
So, maukuluma ngenge IEC, kumele sazi ukuthi, oh, now I know. Kanti kwase ngiyibuza ukuthi IEC umele ini. Mele ini IEC. Angwazi. Do you blame me though? Right. Sibaningi, sibaningi esingazi ukuthi IEC umele ini, but uMiss Phumla Nzama, unathi uMr. Lungelo wakwaMhlongo unathi noMiss Noluthando bazobe benathi ke ukusicacisela ukuthi na kwenzakalani lapha yakwa IEC. Siyabona ukuthi na nivakashela isikhungo sezemfundo eMangosuthu University of Technology, okuyisona futhi esikhulu la masikhuluma ngeUniversity of Technology, right? So I want to know ukuthi na what is the purpose of this visit and sense layona njengamhlanje.
Sanibona. Okay, uphumula kanzama lokhulumayo. Namhlanje sela eMangosuthu. Sibu because siya ku registration weekend.
Yeah.
Kahle njoba sithakethe ukuthize lana ingoba isikole lesi yesika youth and we encouraging youth to participate kwi democracy as vele South Africa says ukuthi i country ye democracy. So njengoba sile namhlanje sizonxenxa ukuthi over the weekend abantu bavuke bayo register kuma voting stations azobe vuliwe wonke. Even now njengoba silana,
yes,
okhona nje around the petty ID yakhe, so khona ukuthi simsize ukuthi a register. Onga registile or osiregistile mhlawumbe ngekho show ukuthi uyavela yini manje kwi voters roll, siyakwazi futhi ukuthi simtheke abone ukuthi khona. Or if kukuthi uyazi ukuthi by the time kukhishwa i-date yokuvota uyobe ungekho lawa okadirejistele khona, siyakhona ukuthi sikusize ushintshe i-address uma kukuthi sewamuva lawa okade uhlala khona.
Oh, thank you. Ukhuluma nge-voters roll, sazoza ukuthi na yini i-voters roll. Usazositshena uManzama la. Mr. Mhlongo, I want to know ukuthi na, since this is like abantu abasha abala eMangosuthu, so yini importance maybe anibonile ukuthi na kufanele sibadonse abantu abasha ukuthi na behambe beyovota, yini lokubaluleka kwabantu abasha ekuvoteni?
Mfowethu, ukubaluleka kwabantu abasha phela ke ngoba uthi abantu abasha ibona abayi future. Ngoba yi future, they have to be very well aware of what goes on, especially in this country as we're a democracy.
Yeah.
So if they're the future, they're basically the future leaders. And ukufika kwethu lana esukuba ngitheni sisekelo ekutheni, okay, in order for guys to be democratic, we are the basically the benchmark.
Yes.
Because ngeke kwenzeke elections ingekho as a commissioner okhetho. We're here to make it free and fair.
Yeah.
Level it out for everybody. And okubalulekile obviously sibuye sikwenze that voter education ukuthi abantu ba understand ukuthi iyini democracy exactly, because abanye abantu they just know ukuthi IEC now only come around when we season yokuvota and whatnot, but people need to be aware of the democracy on uqobo ukuthi okay, this is importance of a democracy and moving forward this is how a country isebenza kaso.
Abantu abasha, they are the benchmark in a democracy, so njalo Mr. Mhlongo la kuhlanganani Midday Show. So I want to know the easy AI, understand the automation of things, internet of things and all that. So now abantu abasha thina ikakhulukazi sesiyanqena ukusuka emakhaya siyokwenza ezinye izinto le kude and kude. So I want to know kuthena, how do we register to vote since we know now the importance of voting as abantu abasha? How do we register to vote? Do we need to hamba lapha size sivukala amaqakala sime ama long queues and all that, or ikhona indlela elula of doing that?
We fully understand ukuthi khona manje si gileka kakhulu ku social media.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so basically wonke umuntu une phone, une laptop, if not una access kodwa to internet.
Yeah.
So we have a website yethu laphana yakwa IEC etwww.elections.org.za. Uyakwazi ukuthi ungene laphayana and then izokuyisa nje kwi link yethu and then uzobona ukukhona register to vote laphayana. You click go register to vote, izobisula nje lama options wakhona ke zokufuna ID yakho, and mase kwenza lokho you have to make sure ukuthi you have your ID ngoba ikhona ispace ezofuna khona ukuthi uscan iID yakho or ushoot, then you have to do that. Mayisho laphana abanye abantu benza iphutha ke bashitha ma self umuntu ashitha isithombe sakhe kanti cha kufunakala iID yakho laphayana.
Yes,
then imva lokho ke nje step by step izokulandela kulula nje kakhulu.
So you go to the website www.elections.org.za and then uza sosiqhubeka futhi asitshele mase senza kanjani website sesiyibona.
Yes, ku WhatsApp if ukuthi awukho ngene start ku website, ngena ku WhatsApp uthi nje hi, i number yethu khona ithi 060 088 0000. So you pin that 060 088 0000. Uthe hi nje laphayana izobisinikeza ama options whether ufuna ukuzichecka or ufuna ukuregister or anything else ehlangene no IEC, izokunikeza nje straight ama instructions ama options laphaya, then you click to le option oyifunayo izokuyisa straight kwi link and then you do what you need to do. If kuyukuthi ke udinga ukuzichecka usuyazi ukuthi wakwa register, but just to make sure na i number yethu futhi yuzena khona i SMS.
Yes.
38210. Ngizoyiphinda number ukuzichecka is 38210. Ngiyabonga.
Uyasena ke uMs Nzama ukuthi na sihamba kanjani masifuna ukuze register noma ukuzichecka ukuthi sesa register yini. Khona umbuzo engiweqile ukuthi what is the importance of voting? Ngiyazi ukuthi nathi nabantu abasha sibona sengathi voting is for old people or for the elders, but mase siyayibalekela this responsibility yokuthi nasikwazi ukushintsha izwe lethu, siphinde futhi sidlale role as the benchmark of democracy. So what is the importance of voting?
Okay, bab. Ngiyengithanda mina ukuyibeka in simple terms ukuzichazeleke nakwengane encane.
Yes.
Njoba dushile qaleni ukuthi buthi sogcila kwi voters role.
Yeah.
So, sesibuke for instance or councillor, ne? When they ask for a budget, kakhulukazi for umkhandlo wabo, kusetshenziswa yona i voters role. So now, let's say now in this space is 20,000 people abaphila kuso. But amount of registered, there's only 5,000.
Yes, yes.
So now, ukhansela, when they go out there and actually look for a budget from uhulumeni, obviously they use your voters roll. So now, what for fair amount about 5,000 about registered? In the 20 budget, amount about 5,000. But amount about 20,000 about shagle area. So now, this budget of 5,000 people is going to have to be spread amongst 20,000 people. Yeah, so already, this is all this is and then we have about the complaining. Umuntu complaining, ebezazi kabanzi ukuthi angiregistile na nokuvote. Yabo, so I leyo engeke ngigcile kuyona kakhulu. Just a practical example, but then obviously you have to be a participating citizen.
Yeah.
Now you have to be a participating citizen. Ufuna ukuthi izinto zihambe kahle kwi-country, kufanele ubeke uvo lwakho. You need to look at obviously which political party speaks to your language.
So
okay, ngingibukela okay lo uzoy provide into okuthi no. But ngiyibeka in the simplest terms ukuthi no, if voters roll, this is how it works.
Yeah.
When you look for a budget, this is what is used. So abantu kumele babe registered. Bahambe bayo vote.
Yo.
Yes.
Manje, I'm thinking about it because now it's 20,000 people versus the budget of 5,000 people. 5,000
that are registered. So, right.
No wonder. No wonder. So, that is the importance of voting, ladies and gentlemen, because emama kansele mayihambe ufuna budget njengoba esho Mr. Mhlongo. Bathola budget yabantu who are registered to vote. And then, if when a you are not registered, but we are called. Tayi kansela lakithi, sagcina ukuvotela nje kuphela. Alikho izinto ezenzela zona. Just go and register, uhambe uyovota njengoba tesitshelile uMzinzamo ukuthi na serejista kanjani to vote, futhi uyichecka kanjani ukuthi usekhona lapha kwi voters roll. Sisazoyiphinda ke leyo information. Now we know the importance. Once there is importance, there are dangers, you understand, of not participating now. We now know Gutena, there is a budget of a band who will be distributed to the councillors. And lauma councillor, segyo fanege, benigela band aba registile to vote. But what are other catastrophes, or should I call it the dangers of not participating with voting?
Well, I mean, okay, for starters, not voting is basically letting impilo yakho be decided for omunye umuntu.
Yeah.
So now, for instance, asenze nje la ngoba sihlele kanje studio,
yes,
biso register ngoba mhlawumbe sibanga ngilas bawu 6 register sibabili ne, and sibabili siregistrele, we make a decision, so thina sokhetha our political party esibona ukuthi ikhuluma kuthina.
Yeah.
But ithothi yaphambana wena nalokho okufunayo. Already, impilo yakho sengikudecidelile yona. You're going to have to live under these conditions that I find desirable to me. Ukuhlupheka ukuthi akufani. Sonke sinenkinga, ama problems ahluka. So already, so uyayidedelelela ekutheni i-decision yakho isishawe yimina.
Yeah.
So iyona nje inkinga eyokuqala esike siyibuke. But then ke, if you're not happy with the service delivery that's going on and you do not vote, your situation will never change.
And never change.
You
yo.
See? So yeah. Now, again, it goes back to letting someone else make the decision for you. Yeah, so a catastrophe, yona ngiyibona okuyona enkulu ukuthi wena sokuyekelelele kahle hle ukuthi impilo yakho ihanjiswe omunye umuntu. So in order for you to be in control, njengoba nje sokuvuka uyageza ngesekuseni uyavuka udle, so nakhona futhi hamba uparticipate phela ku democracy,
hamba
decide phela ukuthi manje i society lengiphila kuyona ayihambe ngale ndlela le engifisa ukuthi ihambe ngayo.
Yo. Yeah. Mr. Mhlongo, I think liphi office olibambile lapha kahle. And I think you need to be like a spokesperson. come on, Mr. Mhlongo. You need to take over. You are outspoken, I must say.
Yes.
Right. Before I let you go, my million dollar question, we all know kuthi nathi abantu abasha ezinye izinto asithatha serious, sithatha serious if sesifuna. For example, nje, ukusave imali ka NSFAS yabo masise varsity, we don't take it serious. Sikubona mhlawumbe sesiphumile sesiqedile cause ukuthi hay bo, I should have like saved, you understand? So I want to know ukuthi na u IEC ke manje umele uthini, yini the full term of IEC, and then I'm gonna be having your last words before I let you go. What is u IEC umele uthini, the full term of IEC?
Independent Electoral Commission.
Independent Electoral Commission.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of Indabe University, no, NSFAS, young Shire Londeleo, I just graduated in May.
Oh.
And I never saved a cent. I want to tell a kaya, we can lose, we say, yeah, Shire Gemanch.
Yeah,
I'm going to say. I'm going to say, so what I would advise my students, whatever sense they get, they must try ukuthi ba invest the endweni zobasiza mase bephumile esikoleni.
Yeah.
To add into si befanele ngabe sishilo mangabe uziregister, I'm sort of buyele muva.
Yeah, no
but
problem.
But what is important ukuthi uma uziregister mele ukuthi kumbe ukuthi South African citizen.
Yeah.
Ube ne ID.
Yes.
Or temporary ID or temporary certificate.
Yeah.
Then you usebenzisa i address e correct.
Yeah.
Ukuthi nene uregister ukuthi izokubeka exactly where you're supposed to be.
Very well, very well articulated, right here on MUT Radio, shape and own the future. Just to repeat, maybe some of the most important details okumele ube nawo as far as voting is concerned. We are registered ke laphayana ekuvoteni, usebenzisa izinto ezintathu. Ukhona uWhatsApp 060-088-0604, 060-088-0004. You can go to the website website ku www.elections.org.za. If you want to check yourself ukuthena ukwazileni ukuregister noma usazibona ni voters roll, you can just send the SMS yakho kubani ku 38210. Right, before I let you go, Mr. Mhlongo, can you please maybe tell us what are the job opportunities akhona lapha yakwa IEC? Because unemployment. Unemployment, yes, I got cool.
All right, so okhulu ka IEC angithi phela ngoba kuvota kuyikhundla lezokuvota kusuke phela ingekho automated isuke nabantu asobe besebenza khona.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So sikus encourage abantu ukuthi bangene kwe website ka IEC na and they create ama profile. Yes, because that's the only way right now IEC kwenza recruitment. Akukhulwazi ngoba nje kuzoba no khetho le next day. Ama voting station, they got different positions. There's voter registration officer, there's a presiding officer, there's queue walker, there's ballot issuer. So those types of jobs obviously will be advertised on the IEC portal.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So abantu so encourage, especially youth. Angasho ukuthi nje abantu, it's youth kakhulukazi singa-encourage ucele ngene ka-IEC. Ba register my profile. And ngicabanga ukuthi as the election come closer, those types of opportunities will be put out there.
Yeah.
And then you can just go there. Obviously we say create a profile, so fage all the information, your CV. When nje wakho bona nje post it, you click on nje or apply. And then obviously for those that are in the politics side, there could be other opportunities. But kakhulukazi nje ngoba kuzoba nokhetho, just encourage kakhulukazi futhi labo abahlala near ama voting station.
Yeah.
So it would preferable ukuthi kusebenza abantu abahlala kuleyo area. It's easier for instance umuntu ohlala ngakhona bengibona umuntu emrecognizeayo we voting station, give more comfortable. And I was, oh, sorry, and so I know so vote along cool.
Yeah.
So encouraging.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.